Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama and Daf Tes, and we are on Ches Amabez. Ches Amabez, the second to last line. We're talking about different cases of selling items. Remember, we're still on the sugyas of Meitav and Idis and Beninis and Ziburis. So let's get to the next case that the Gemara brings up. V'yamar Abaya. So Abaya says, Reuven shemachar sod l'shimon shelo bachrayas. Reuven that sold Shimon a field shelo bachrayas. Meaning if something happens to the field, if it's claimed by someone, Reuven doesn't have to pay back. Right, yesterday we had the case of the two different deos, if Reuven is allowed to step in, whether it's bachrayas or shelo bachrayas. So Reuven sold it to shelo bachrayas. V'yatzu ala asikin. And asikin, there were complaints that came out on the field. Yatzol asikin, and the there were complaints about the field. What kind of complaints? The Rush says even if they're not substantiated claims. Still, it's still considered a secret. That's what the Rush here says. V'nira demayri shalonis barer ha'irer adayin elaba adam v'irer v'amar sadezu gazla ruvim imani v'nira tzala ha'v'yedim. Right, he says that I want to be ma'arer, and he says, you know, this was stolen from me. I'm going to bring edim that it's mine. Or yishli chov al ruvain. Any different claim that he has is considered an error, even if it's not substantiated. Aval imushib dvarim ba'alma lo yivatol shimon kochos hashemur. That's what the Rush says. That's a sikin. So he sells in the field shelo bachrayis, and all of a sudden there's a claim about it. So atchelo hechzik ba yachol achzer bo until. He, Shimon, did a chazaka on the field. He could be chozerbo and say, you know what, I'm not interested. There are complaints about this field. I'm just not going to get involved. I want a retraction. But once a kinyan chazaka took place, ein yochol lachzerbo, but then he wouldn't be able to be chozerbo. My timer, why? Why wouldn't he be able to be chozerbo once he does a chazaka? De amarle, chaisa de kitri, savris v'kavis. Right, a bag of knots, literally, meaning a bag full of air, you accepted and you were makabel, but it's your fault. It's your fault you didn't do the proper research beforehand. There were a secret on this, but I sold it to you, the deal is done, and it's finished. Okay, let's continue one more line. Me'emas havi chazaka. When is chazaka? What is achelo hechzik? What does chazaka mean? Mechidayish amitzri. Let's just translate that as walking on the borders. Walking on the borders of the field, so that's enough of the Kenyan Chazaka. So let's stop there for a minute. So what exactly is the issue here of the Kenyan, and why can't he be Chozer but once he does Chazaka? So Rashi quotes that we're dealing with a case of he did not give any money yet. He didn't give any money yet. And that's why the kinyan taking place is only if he did a kinyan chazaka. And once he does a kinyan chazaka, that's a real kinyan on the field. And therefore, he can't be chozerbo. Tosfos here, in Misha Hechzik, Perakabad Abasiya Pirish Rashi. Rashi does not say it here. He says it above Abasiya. Avagav Zalonos on most. So we're talking about a kinyan chazaka. Tosfos asks a number of questions on Rashi. Vikasha. Amai nakin chazaka yoser mikesef ishtar. You know, why achlo hechzik ba? Right, we know, we learned the Mishnah in Misachas Kedushin, that you can be kone karka in three ways, kesef shtar and chazaka. So why does this abaya pick chazaka? Va'od, my kami boy me'emes havi chazaka, mas disini. And then the word says, what's a chazaka? It's a Mishnah what a kidi chazaka is. And ba'basra, the perak b'chazak is about the null parts for God there. Right, you have to dig, you have to put up a fence. You do say, we don't know what a kiddi chazaka is. What does it mean? What's a kiddi chazaka? What's the answer? Walking around the borders? What kind of chazaka is that? We'll talk about that soon. The ode, Mari kami boy hacha tfei mi bishar tuchtin. What's this doing here? So again, all these questions. The ode, daisha mitzra, mashra, drisa, ba'alma, shalach, sabab, amitzarim. Just walking around the borders? So what exactly is the case here? So it says Tosfos, different pshat. We're not talking about the kinyan being done here. V'nira lefarish de mairi shekino b'kinyan gomor. You did a kinyan, a full kinyan, separate from this. The chalipin, o bishtar, o bechazaka, o rafak beperto. You dug a little bit, you did a kinyan. The daito shel adam, but we assume that what's the understanding of people? Afal pisha kno b'kinyan gamur, even if I did a full kinyan. but in the office. But im yatsu orin yacholachzibo kozman shalohalach amitzri amitzri asada laarko larachba. So the understanding is that a person, even after having done a kinyan, will have the option of retracting if he didn't go out and look at the field. Yeah, liros and yani asada. So again, usually you do a kinyan with the item. So if you do a kinyan with the item, then there's no retraction time. The Shulchan Aruch says, that's it, tokadei dibur. You know, there's no retraction time, a regular kinyan. But here it's different in that you're not doing the kinyan with the davar, right? Where you're doing it with the shtar, or maybe with the chazak, you're doing it with the davar. So there are cases, but the assumption is that until I get to walk around, I don't know why he didn't walk around beforehand, before he bought it, but that's Tosis' shita. The case is here, you did a full kinyan chazak on the karka, but the understanding of people is that you're able to, you have retraction time extended. So this is not the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about retraction. So you generally say Toka de Dibor. There's only one exception. If you remember the Kinyan Chalipin, he has Asukin Boso Inyan. We discussed that in the past, why that is. What's the difference between Kinyan Chalipin and other Kinyanin? Maybe it's more focused on Das. So there you can have a little more expansion and extension. But here there's another example. Tosafos says the Kinyan is done, but people have retraction time until they go and see it. The Ritva also has a similar Lashon. The Ritva in Bamatzia, where this Gemara also takes place, is found. Nachon Lomar, Dehacha Shemachar Sadal Shimon Karoi, Bekesef Uvishtar. So he leaves out chazaka. Really, the kinyan took place with kesef and shtar, which means maybe he's not there. We're not talking about a cheskas kinyan. But the assumption is that until I do my walk around, zekein mekachtosu. It's like a mekachtos. The anan sadi de lokach ze al das she yatzu ala asikin kodav shiachzakba. It's assumed that until I get to walk around and see my field, that there can't be any complaints about it. Once there's complaints about it, then it's not going to work. If there are complaints after I took it, okay, I don't have a choice. I didn't do my proper research. So that's Rashi and that's Tosis. Tosis and the Ritva both say that a separate kinyan was done. And here we're not talking about a kinyan, right? Yotzu al asikin, achshel echzik ba, after the kinyan. Yochel achzer bo, but mishe echzik ba, eini yochel achzer bo. Only, it sounds like only if there's irurin, like mekachtos. Meaning what? Like what, if he decides he doesn't want it, does he have a valid reason for it? If he doesn't have a valid reason, there's no anansadi. Anansadi, that the lashon of the ritva, or here, the assumption is, im yotzu orin. I don't think he could just change his mind. I don't think we're able to change his mind if he wants to. It's dafka if there's an objective problem. So what exactly is this? So now we know, we get to the next line of when is the chazaka mechidai shamitzri. So that doesn't seem like such a chazaka, just walking around the borders. Walking around the border, how is that a chazaka? So according to Tosfos, it's not such a problem in the Ritva. Because we're not talking about the chazaka. The chazaka already took place. We're talking about post the chazaka, an action that you do in order to now prevent retraction. But according to...
What is the relationship between walking around the border and hearing about all these complaints?
Right, what's the relationship? The relationship must be... Right, it must be just another thing amongst people. Meaning, if that's really my, you know, taking over the property. You know, walking around. And, well, Gemir is Das, that's my completion of the transaction. Until I get to walk around. It's mine legally, but... You know, the assumption is that, you know, we still have some time to...
It makes more sense if we did a chazaka off-site, and then I walk around the borders, and I say, you sold me a swamp.
Right, so according to the Ritva, maybe that's the pshat, because the Ritva says you did a shtar and a kesef, and then you go walk around. But the Tosfos also says chazaka you might have done.
It's not that you sold me a swamp, it's that you sold me something that you stole.
Right, so that, or, what does Orin mean? Right, Orin doesn't mean that there's something objectively wrong because you looked at it, because you probably know what it is,
right.
You're buying it. So, but that's still the assumption. Even if it's a different kind of problem, you're right. What should walking around have to do with other types of problems? But that's it sounds like that's the full giving it to me. Once I have it, then if there are problems in the field, it's my problem. But that seems to be the completion of the, not of the sale legally, but of the sale in one's mind. So what exactly though is walking around? So Rashi Bavasiya says, let's say you fix the borders a little bit. You're just misaki in the gulos. But Tosfos seems to say just walking around. So maybe it's Lashitasa. According to Tosfos, all you do is walking around. You don't have to do anything physically. But Rashi Lashitasa, Rashi who says that it is the kinyan itself, you have to do something more than just walking around the borders. Because we're talking about the actual chazaka. That's why he says misaki in ha-gvulos. There is a discussion that we mentioned before between the Rambam and the Raavad. This is both in Hilchas Mechira and Hilchas Zechiya. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira, when he's talking about what is Kinyan Chazaka. So he brings older examples of Kinyan Chazaka, like the Mishnah says, no gadur paratz, you dig, or you, right, shtar, we know what it is. Kesef, we know what it is. What's Chazaka? You're machzik in land. So if you're machzik in an item, so we know what that is, you grab it. But how do you machzik in land? So the Mishnah says, you dig, you put up a fence, you break down a fence, but then the Rambam says, what if it is a piece of land that is all rocky? So you can't dig in it, you can't put up a fence. Hoysa karka tachiyach. Sela she'en bo lo gedera v'lo pritza ve'ena bazria. Harea chazaka shekone osa ba shtichas haperos. Spreading out my fruit to dry. That's if I spread out my fruit to dry on the land, that's a kinyan chazaka. Oh, ha'amadas behema sham, where I put my animals there. That also, v'chayotzi b'mishar tashmish. That's a kinyan chazaka. Says the Raavad right there, Amar Avram ha'milso lo michavro. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Dahai chazaka achilas peresi. The achilas peres lo mahanya ela kineged taina. Achilas peres doesn't give you a kinyan chazaka. All it does is to prevent the other person from saying, I've been here for 3 years without your being on it. So if you have 3 years, if you do something with your fruit, so then we say you have complained, and therefore you can't have cheskas gimel shanim, as we learned in the third paragraph of Avasra. Avala mikna ba'ara, lo kanya elamidi de mahanya la'ara, ke'ein no'al v'gader. It says the Raavad, you need a maisa b'kuf hakarka. That's it, you can't have a maisa shtichas peres. That's not good enough for kinyan chazaka. So what does the Rambam say? The Mishnah says, no'al gader aparatz. Right, so how do you have, right? The Rambam is quoting like it's not even Daisha Mitzri, but what's the Rambam talking about? That you don't need a Maisa Bukov Akarka. Says the Magen Mishnah there, Venerish Adas Rabbeinu Zal, Dolo Be'inon Midi the Mal Bakarka, Ela Kishalokeach Eno Nehene. When do you need a Maisa Bukov Akarka? When the buyer doesn't get anything out of what he is doing, that's when you need a Maisa Bukov Akarka. But if you could find a case where you get benefit from the land without doing a Maisa Bukov Akarka, Avok Shoklech Nehene, Vedasacher is Makne, Vada Kana. What if you just close the door of your house? What kind of kinyan chazaka is that? Noal gadar paras. Let's say you close the fence and you feel. That's a chazaka. Shaharei hu noal b'fnei kol adam. Kederek sha'adam osa b'shalo. V'kol she noal kederek sha'abayilim noalin batehem. Kedelim noal mehen regal kol adam. Harei zu chazaka. Kinyan chazaka. Why is closing the door chazaka? Because that's what's called by the achronim. Horaz bailus. Horaz bailus. Something that an owner does. If you do something that an owner does, so that itself is enough. It's not just a reflection that it's yours, but that makes it yours. That makes it yours in some cases. When we times in, that's why even printing out your fruit there. Imkain kol shekin lachilas peros or kol dvarim shabaylim nenin. If I closing my door and locking you out of my house, that's a kinyan, because that's something that an owner does, locks the doors of his house. So here too, shtichas peros, right? Horaz bailus. That's all. Many achronim, Rav Soloveitchik has said this, I've heard this from Rav Rosenzweig, all kinyanim are about horaz bailus. Doing something that an owner does. You pick something up, you pay for something, you have a document about something. All those are mice, are haraz, maybe not chalipin, but haraz bailus. So here too, you don't have to do something but gufa karka for kinyan chazaka. Anything that reflects ownership is itself, could be the kinyan chazaka. So that's why spreading your fruit on there is fine, says the Rambam. And if you look a few prakim later, a few halachas later, in Hilchas Zechiya Matana, Rambam Lushitaso. The Rambam says in Hilchas Zechiya Matana, bays. Halokeach karka mechaveiro behechzegba b'achilas peiroseh kana. If you buy land from your friend and you maxigate ba'achilos peros, you eat some fruit from the land, kona, you're kona it. And the Raavad again says, kol ze olech adarech shakasa lamala, and I think it's wrong. But then the Rambam adds, there is a case where achilos peros does not work. Which case? Aval benichse hefker, o nichse hager, afilu achal peros e'ilan kamashanim, lo kona. Lokofa ilan vlokofa karka, shiasa baisa vlokofa aretz. The Raavad says, there is a case that I agree to the Raavad. Right, Maisa Bukov Akarka is needed. When? Achilas Peros of a Ger's property, or Hefker. So why does that make sense? What do you mean? If it works, it works. The answer is, if I eat fruit of a field that was owned by you, so then that's a Raz Bailas. That shows that I own it now, because it used to be yours, now it's mine. But if I go over to something that's Hefker and eat fruit, who says that's mine? It's Hefker. There's no Das Acheres Machne, nobody's giving it to me. That's why Lushitasu, if it's all about Raz Bailas, so that's where the Rambam says that it wouldn't work by a ger's property. That wouldn't be enough of a haraz bailus. So it's not an objective thing. Achilas peres works or doesn't work. It works when it's a haraz bailus. But it doesn't work when it's not a haraz bailus. That's the Rambam Raavad in Hilchas Mechira and in Hilchas Zechiya about Kenyan Chazaka. So too, walking around the borders. walking around the borders, seeing your property, that could also be possibly a kiddi chazaka, according to Rashi. Okay, back to the Gemara. Heat makes it dry in here when you can't drink anything. Okay, so says the, it's okay, it's better than the noise. I mean, it's we'll see if it gets noisy. So says the Gemara now. So he can't retract once he does a kinyan chazaka. The dafka shalom ba'achrayas. Says the Gemara, only if it was sold shalom ba'achrayas. But, aval ba'achrayas lo. But if it was sold ba'achrayas, so then no. Then we say he can go back even after the chazaka is done. Why? Because we say, what? He was all about Christ. So you can say, well, I'm gonna get it from you anyway in court. So he might as well just, like, retract on it. Or, that's one day, or Vikadamri, no, Afilu Bachrayas Nami. Even if he sold it Bachrayas, he could still, he still cannot retract after he did the Chazaka. Why? The Amar Le, because the seller could say to him, Achvi Tirfak Bashalim Lach, you show me your Shtar Tirfa, meaning the Shtar that you're going to get it back from me and I'll pay you. Meaning, who knows? This guy, as the Rush said, these are unsubstantiated claims. So, you know, who knows what's going to be? So, the deal's going to go through. I'm not going to retract on the deal. Later, if Bezin tells you that you get, I have to give it up to you, so I'll give it up to you. But even if it was sold by Achrayas, still, the deal goes through. Period. Okay. Rav Huna Amar. What's Rav Huna going on? So we have to remember back to earlier Zion Mabase. If you remember back on Daf Zion, we had four different answers how to answer the stira of two psukim, Yashiv and Subin. Yashiv means you have to give the best, you have to give Meitav, and another part said you give even coarse brand, Subin. So we had four different pshatim, what that meant. Was the Midaito Balkarcho, and was it like Meiser Ani now, or value later, or... The final answer given, of Rav Papa and Rav Huna, was that really all metaltalim is called metav. All metaltalim is called metav. And metav means if you give lands, but yasubin means, because all metaltalim is called metav, because you can always sell it wherever you want. And we discussed there what's the halacha of metav. The Achronim discussed, the disciple discussed, did the halacha of metav change from the earlier answers to the last answer? So now we're having number five. Number five, Rav Huna Amar. So Rashi quotes. We got off on a little tangent because we got into Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva about Bishal Olam, and other shittos, and Bishal Ein Shaman and Bishal Olam Ein Shaman. Now we're going back. Rashi says. So Rav Huna Amar. So Rav Huna says, O Kesef O Meitav. You have a choice to pay money or Meitav or the best. Where's it? One second. No, isn't the steerer that we're trying to answer Shava Kesef? No, they have to pay actually money. But even the value of money, Shava Kesef. So my answer is no. How come I skin him into Leslie? If he has no money, if he has no Kesef, and he has no fields, so then he can give Shava Kesef. But if he has money or he has fields, he has to give the Meitav or the Kesef. That's Rav Huna. I mean, either or. That's his answer to the Sira. Less like Pshita. If he doesn't have any, so what else is he going to do? Right? If he only has Shava Kesef, he has no money, he has no liquid cash, and he has no land. All he has is metaltalin. So, of course, what else would he pay? So the Gemara says, no. Ma'o detema amrina lezil tarach zavin v'aisi the Kesef. Now, you might say, no, go. It's your bother. You have to go and sell this and get money to pay back the mazik, the nizak, kamash milan. We don't say that. You don't have to do that. End of that discussion. Shita Kubet says, why is it, if he doesn't have pshita, why is it so pashit? The Torah says kesef. So if the Torah says kesef, maybe you shouldn't have to go sell it. Why is it so pashit that you don't have to go sell it if this is all you have? Says the Shita, Tema, the Maif Shitusika, Kivin the Chsiv Kesef, Havamina Dafka. I would think you Dafka have to give Kesef. The Ishlamer, no, the Hachi Parach, Pshita. Right, this is what the Pshita is. Why? Kivin the Goli Kradabi Eved, the Shava Kesef Ke Kesef, because we learned in other contexts already, Adinda Oraisa, that Shava Kesef is Ke Kesef, for example, by Eved Ivri, we learned it from Yashiv Gula So once you have another Pasuk that teaches you that, that's why it's Pshita. That's why it's pshita. It's pshita because we already know from other contexts that shava kesef is kekesef. There's only a few certain exceptions. The Mishnah in Bechoros discusses certain cases where you don't say shava kesef kekesef. But most cases, we have the beginning of Kedushin, you say shava kesef kekesef. So once you have, that's the pshita. Once you have a din daraisa, so then, in other contexts, that's why you say it's pshita. So then what's the Gemara's have? Then what's the next line of the Gemara? Ma'od etema, that he has to go sell it. So what's the havamina? Why would this case be different? So Mishani, you say hereby be different because it says meitav. Yeah. Here it's Papi says Meitav. Once it says Meitav, you might say, so this is being Lafuke, the general rule of Shava Kesef Kekesef. Kamashmalan, it's not. Kamashmalan, it's not. Period. So what do we paskin? We had all these answers. Lamaisa. Lamaisa. If Mazik is Mazik, says, what do we paskin? So the Tosfos here quotes, in the second half of Tosfos Rav Huna, he quotes the Rif. On your Tosfos, it depends on the Masechta. Certain Masechtas, Tosfos quotes the Rif, like Masechtas Brachas, for example. Tosfos quotes the Rif every three pages. Every three dafin, the Rif is quoted. Other Masechtas, you don't have the Rif quoted at all in Bali Tosfos. So here you have an example, Baba Kama. Right, the Rif is quoted. Besefer of Alphas, Pirish, on the fifth line, the Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Rav Papa, the Lael, Pligi, the Rav Huna, the Hacha. The earlier answers argue, to Inu Sarvi, Komili, Metafu, Viafilu Supin, Rav Huna, Sarvi, Dolavi, Metafu, Okezav, Okarka. Right, earlier answer number four we had on Dav Zayin says all metalsalin are considered metav, and this sheet of Rav Huna says no, only real kesef upazek or apapak or funa bread of Yeshua. So the Rif paskins like the earlier case, meaning all metalsalin is metav. So a mazik could either give land metav land or any metalsalin. That's what he paskins. And Rabbeinu Tam does not hold that way. Rabbeinu Tam ain't a silver cane. Rabbeinu Tam says no. There are three dinim. There's kesef or metav like this, like Rav Huna here. Rav Huna Paskins, you can either give cash or land, good land, and if not, if you don't have that, then you could give the second level down, then you could give Shava Kesef. Okay, that is the, that's that. And then Tosfos says, not for now, but Tosfos says, by a Bal Chov, if you don't have money, right, if he has money, he has to give money. He's not allowed to give land. Even though it says that Bal Chov we had yesterday is Beinonis, but you have to give money if you have money. Okay. So it continues the Gemara. Amar Vasi. Ksafim harin kakarka. Money is like land. So money is like land. Well, my helchasa, in what way is money like land? Well, my helchasa. So ilay malinyin metav. If it's linyin metav, meaning that money is like metav, just like karka is like metav. So hanad Rav Huna. That's exactly what Rav Huna said. So why didn't he just say, right, Rav Huna, wrap it up above. O kesef o metav, meaning either or. So he should have just said, v'chein amar Ravasi. Doesn't have to make like a new finish. Karka is, kesef is like karka. So he should have said v'chein amar Ravasi. So, Ella, try number two. What is it? What does Ravasi mean? Money is like land. Regarding the following case. Two brothers split a Yerusha. One of them said, you take the money and I'll take the lands. I'll take the real estate and you take the money. So, and all of a sudden, the next day, a creditor of the father came and took the karka from one of the brothers. So the brother who took the land goes back to the brother who took the money and says, give me half, I got my money, my land taken away from me. So that's what he means, that money is like karka, that they're both belongs to the father, and if the Yerushim split it, so then the one who had took the land has the right to go and split the money. Does the Baal Chov, so Tosfos said that if he has money, he can't give him anything but money, but maybe if he wants to take land, so then he can.
It's chav,
either way, it's going to be split up in half afterwards. So he could go back and take money. So the Gemara says, Pshita. One second, isn't that obvious that the brother could go back and split the other money? Hi, brother, hi, lavra. Well, this guy's a son, this guy's not a son. Right? Of course he could go and take the other half of the money. It was the Yerusha. Igada Amri Adarabba. Or maybe the opposite. Le'ida Kisa. Say just the opposite. The Amrle, that no, the brother could say, that's exactly why I took money.
That answers the
Pshita
question.
Exactly, we'll talk about that in a second. That's exactly why you took money. The Mignavi Lo Mishalam Naminach. Right, why did I take money? So if it's stolen, I can't get paid back from you. I took my chances. Right? Elohaki Shaklazara, that's why you took land. The Mitrafalo Mishtam Lakalcha Midiminoi. Right? That you're not gonna get from me. Meaning that's exactly why we split it up this way. So exactly what you just said, and that is the Yeshua says, how can you have a pshita and then just have an opposite in the next line? Right? It's pshita till bilafuki the next line. So that's what pshita. Not the pshita. They said two opposite questions. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Tamua Lashon Hashas. Ikshak Lakshas Pshita, the Isra Klafuki Misfarasa Yigadamre. Right, you have to be allowed to get the next line. So he says, maybe it's Pshita, we're about to have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, as we'll see. So Pshita might be one of the Shitos, and the Maskana might be the other Shita. So it's really a machlokas. So according to each Shita, maybe it's Pasha. It's still a little Tzarchian, because each one acknowledges the other one, But the Pnei Yeshua does make that point that it's an unusual usage. So Ella, so you're right. So that can't be what Ravasi is referring to. Also, that money is like karka. That if you split that one place money, one place karka. This one must be what he's referring to. Ella l'shnei achim shechilku uba balchov v'natal chelko shalecha mehem. Two brothers split, right? And they split land. And the balchov and takes from one of them. But the other brother could go and get reimbursed. Right, and get reimbursed. Right, Rashi says, "Demishalim lo ha'acher chati chelko o karka o mislak lebezuzay." Meaning, when he gets paid, they each took land. But after one of them loses it to the balchov, they each could split it up again equally. But he could split it up with money or with land. Either one, the brother could give the to his other brother. So that's what it means. Kesef is like karka. Another chalko shell echad mehem. He could go and take it from one brother, and then the second brother has to get paid back from him. So says the Gemara. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. The Tosfos here says the tarf chalko shell echad mehem. See that Tosfos? One second. V'im tomar v'kol echad chayev lefer achov avihin. Why, if three brothers have lands of the father? Is the Balchov allowed to go to one of them and say, I want that one? I want to get paid back from that one? You can't just take from one of them. He has to take split up from all the lands. So why could he go take it from one of them? So V'yesh Lomar says, Tosus, you're right. It must be a case where he made an aputiki here, meaning one of the lands was designated for this Balchov. Maybe that's the case here. The Rosh says no. The Rosh argues. He discusses here that what if he wants to take it all from one? Liam Prius let me just find it. Venera, the Hainu Elashiva lo kol karka osa, the CM lo karka zoom is a real tchila piron mir samalva. Venera dinadafka heka shiacho likbo sadh shlema mikal echad. Avow Kogochi Yarshu Dalat Sadh Kalakha Natoshtaim Ito Mize Sada Umize Sada. Avalom lo Yarshu El Shte Sados, Lo Yitel Khatsi Sada Mizeva Khatsi Sada Mize. He is not forced to take half from each one, says the Rush. What is that? What if the father was still alive, that's what he'd have to do? He'd have to take a little bit in six different fields? Says the Rush, no. He can take one field. Nobody's going to want to lend then. What, he's going to want six different parts of a field? And you somehow also have to do the same thing. So it's a machlokas here between Tosfos and the Rosh, whether if the Baal Chov comes and wants all of his chov paid back from one field, is he allowed to? Tosfos says no. Why does one have more than the other? Rosh says, of course, but he's a stand-in for the father.
According to Tosfos, was one designated with the stipulation that person would get reimbursed?
Was one designated with that?
Because if that's not the case, then you have the problem. Like,
right?
Is it under those conditions?
Right? When the Rush quotes the Tosfos' idea, he says it's an apotiki, but not what's called an apotiki mafurish. I think it was an understanding, but it wasn't made explicit. So maybe you can have it both ways. The Ritva and Baba Basra Daf Kuf Zayin says this Argamar is a ride to the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Malveh Loveh. The Rambam says in Perachah Halacha Yud of Malveh Loveh. Let's say I lend you money and I have two cosigners, two arefs, and then I don't have enough money to pay back. Says the Rambam, the halacha is that the creditor could go to either aref and get the money. Either one doesn't have to go to both. Either one, Yipara Me'eze Mehen Sheyirtze. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid again argues, Lo Mechuvar Elo Lefi HaMinag V'Lemeidin Min HaGoyim LiYisrael. That's the Ravid. You go by what the Minag of the Medina is. But the Rambam here says you get paid back from anyone you want. So the Ritva says, this is Argamar. Because what does Argamar say? That the Baal Chov could go and collect from whichever son they want. Whichever son they want. So that's the right to the Rambam. Says the Ritva. He says, V'Lemeid says, Mikan yirasiu ala Rambam shamav ala chavera de shnei arivim govim eizem en sheyirtze hakol tahacha nechsoi debar inish inan arvin bay umidan arvus govim eizem sheyirtze. What's the difference between arvus, a case where I lend you money, and a bal chov going to collect from Yarshin? That's the sheet of the Rambam. Wonderful. The problem is that there's a seer in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch discusses arvus, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. You collect from whoever you want. When he discusses the case of getting from Yarshim, he does not say that. He says that no, you have to collect from everyone a little bit, like Tosfos, and the Tosfos just ends off. The kolzet sarach nagar laholmo. You need a carpenter to fit in everything here. Right? It's just a phrase that sometimes you use if you have a question that's unanswerable. That's the Tosfos, the end of in Siman Kuf Zayin, the end of Sifkat and Tess. The Tosfos points out that steer in the Shulchan Aruch. This Rambam is fine. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to go like the Rambam halfway. You have to come up with some type of chiluk between Arvus and the case of Yesomim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what was case number three? That we said that Ravasi means that Kesef is like Karka. The case of these two brothers, where one brother gets land taken, so you can go to the other brother and get back either money or land. Says the Gemara, Nova, I'm a Ravasi Chada Zimna. Ravasi said that already. What's his Chiddush? To Itmar, Ha'achem Shechilku, Ba'al Balchov, and Natal Chalko, Shalachem Mehen. Same case, brothers split up, and a Balchov comes and takes the portion from one of them. Rav Amar, Batla Machlokas. Rav says, once one of the brothers got land taken away from him, the whole thing falls apart. The whole thing falls apart. Batla Machlokas. Shmuel Amar, Viter. Shmuel says, no, tough luck. Tough luck on the brother that lost the land. Tough luck on him. For Ravasi Amar, not to Ravia Bakaka Ravia Bemos. Ravasi says he could take, the brother that lost gets a quarter. Why a quarter? Well, of Karka or Mos. Either one. So we'll see what the svaras are in a minute. Rav Amar Batla Machlokas. Why does Rav say the whole thing falls apart? Ksavar. Ha'achem Shechilku Kuyarshim Ave. Brothers that split up are like Yarshim. They're not like buyers, they're like Yarshim. So if one of them got something, so they're still all one, they're still like all in the shoes of the father, so you resplit. Shmuel Amar Viter, Ksavar Ha'achem Shechilku Lukuchos Ukelokeach Shalobach Rayestami. Shmuel says no, because brothers that split up are like buyers that bought from each other. Shalobach Rayest. Therefore, it's tough luck on the brother that lost. It's his bad luck. Ravasi Amar, not to Ravia Bakaga Ravia Bemos, Misafkalei. Iki Yershim Dama, Iki Lukuchos Dama. He's not sure if Lalach is like Rav and Shmuel. So he, again, what happened? Let's see, you have two brothers that split up the property. So the brothers, one brother lost all his property. So there's half of the property is left with the brother that's remaining. So how much do they have to pay? So he has a suffix if he has to pay everything, like Rav, or nothing, like Shmuel. So what do you do with Mamon Amutah B'Safek? Chalk, and you split it. So that's why he pays a quarter of the original father's assets, and that's what you do, half. Hilchach, not to Ravia B'Kaka, Ravia B'Mos. So that's the, so you see Ravasi already said it. He could pay either Karka or Mos of this quarter. So again, we're back to the question. Elamai Harayinka Karka. We're back to this question. What does it mean, Kesef like Karka? He already said it. Just before we do the final answer, who do we paskin like? So you see the little letter. The little letter is by Rav. Batla Machlokas. So the Rush says 1 minute. We paskin like Rav, but isn't the halacha k'shmuel bedini? Halacha is like Shmuel, but by dini mamonis. That's the rule usually. This is dini mamonis. So why are we paskin like Rav? So the Rush says, if there's a svara brura against Shmuel, then we don't have to paskin like Shmuel. That's the svara. And here it's a svara brura, that they're all stand-ins of the father. They're standards of the father. So therefore, even though Avagad the Bechol Dukni Alichas Akavasi the Shmuel Bedini Dimitam etc., he said that's only Ella the Svar Mochletasi the Yasmi Kara Davuon Inu Lefrachovas Aviim Beshava Bein Alushneim Karka Bein Al Notel Echad Karka Vechad Ksafim. So when you have a Svar Brura against Shmuel, then you're allowed to go like Rav. So what's the final answer? What does Ravasi mean? Money is like Karka LeInyan Meitav. Go back to the first answer. Referring to Meitav.
How did Rav Hun already say that?
The earlier question? Because
yeah.
He says you could pay back either Karka or Mos, that
right.
Quarter. So that's what he means. Kesef Harika Karka. You could pay back Karka or Mos. Right? Just like in the earlier case, that when he goes back to the elder brother, option three that we tried, he pays back either one. So what's the final answer? You go back to idea number one, Le'inyan Meitav. Ihachi Hainad Ravasi, but we said, isn't that exactly Hainad Ravuna? Isn't that Ravuna Shita? Ema Vachain Am Ravasi. Fine. Go back to what we said before. Say Vachain. He's not saying something new. Period. Okay? Okay, next five lines, which we could spend the whole five Shi'urim on, but we'll have to fit it into what we have. Am Rabzeira Am Ravuna. The mitzvah ad shlish. When it comes to a mitzvah, you got to pay up to a third. What does that mean? My shlish, what does that mean? Elay, my shlish beso. Does that mean you have to pay a third of all of your house in order to do a mitzvah? Is that what it means? So elamayata, so he's ramulate tlasa mitzvah, leisa lekule besa. So what happens if you have three mitzvahs to do? You have to give away your whole house? That can't be what it's talking about. Right? Tosfos says on top, mashma from here, dein tzorach levazbis kol mamono, liknos esrog. Sounds like from here there's a limit. You don't have to give away all your money to buy an esrog. I feel oyim sabapachas, even though if you don't find it, if I have a mitzvah veris, you're not going to be able to do it. Right? You don't have to give away a third of your house. So what's it referring to? Elam Reb Zera behider mitzvah shlish b'mitzvah. It means hider mitzvah. How much do you have to spend on a mitzvah muhuderes? Tosfos says, if you have two sefer Torahs to buy, and one of them is more muhuder than its friend, how much do you have to spend more to buy the muhuder one? A third of the value. However much money you're spending on the Torah, so a third of the value one should spend for hider mitzvah. So it's, of course, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, the source for hider mitzvah, Zekei Levi Anveyu. It's not all the fun of the mitzvahs. Do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. So you only have to spend a certain amount. it says, quote, the Maariv Chai is here, quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in the Maariv Ksiya. One second, we know the principle of by if somebody doesn't do a mitzvah saseh, makin oso ashi yomer until he does it. That's your teisi nafsho. You have to let it beat him up. You let it kofin. You know, Bez is allowed to force somebody who doesn't do a mitzvah saseh. So, what do you mean? It's, but he only has to pay he doesn't even have to pay a third of his house. So, but you allowed to beat him up. So beating him up is easier than paying a certain amount. That's the Maariv Ksiya's kasha. Says the Maariv Chai is here, I have an answer. No, if you look in the Mepharshim, beating him up is only if he doesn't do a mitzvah lahachas. Doesn't do a mitzvah on purpose, as a ma'isa mered, that's when you're allowed to beat him up. But if he's not doing it because he doesn't have enough money, then you're never allowed to beat him up. Never allowed to. It's two different cases. Two different issues. If he's doing it on purpose, he's not doing it on purpose. Okay, so that, but there is a certain limit to how much you have to spend on a mitzvah. The Rashba though here, and this is Yesod Gadol, and the Rashba is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see in a minute. The Rashba right here, Baba Kama Daftes says, this is only by mitzvahs asay. Mitzvahs asay, there are limits how much money you have to spend. By los asay, afilu kol mamono. That's the language of the Rashba here. Become akam lo shelo amr el mitzvahs asay b'shev al tasa. Mitzvahs los asay, afilu kol mamono. Even all of your money, one has to give away, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Lulav. Hilchos Lulav, Taf Reish Nun Vav. Says the Ramah. Misha ein lo esrog, o shar mitzvah overes, ein sorach levazmiz, aleha hon rav. You don't have to spend so much money to buy an esrog. Kamo sha'amra, mevazmiz, ayvazmiz, yosef v'chomish. You only have to spend 20%. Afilo mitzvah overes, Gemara says. V'davka mitzvah saseh, avalos saseh, yitain kol mamono kodem shiyavar. Right, that's the, right, you don't have to give your life, but you have to give away all of your money. That's what the Rashba says. And the big Mishnah Berurah here, a big Bir Halacha here. The Bir Halacha notes, we mentioned this, we have many different Gemaras where it seems to be that people spend more than Chomesh to do a Mitzvah Saseh. Seems to be, like, it says, like, if somebody, we had Gemaras at the beginning of Kedushin, somebody only has 5 shlam for Pidyon HaBen, so you use it for yourself or do you use it for your father or for your son? You only have 5 shlam, so what do you do Pidyon HaBen for? So that's a one kasher, right? You see others, Rabbi Gamliel's on a boat, and he spends money to, all these Gemaras, he quotes, it seems like the Amoraim went spent all the little money that they had for a mitzvah. So he has to say that all those sugyas are lefnei mishuras hadin. All those sugyas are not what you had to do. All those sugyas are lefnei mishuras hadin, and therefore they did it. Or, maybe, he says, another pshat is that, what's the whole reason that you're not supposed to spend all of your money on a mitzvah? Because you don't want to become poor, you got to be supported. But if you're already an ani, it's not going to make much of a difference. You're going to spend, you only have 5 slums. So if you spend your 5 slum on chin and bed, it's going to make much of a difference. You have no money for bread anyway. So maybe there, okay, you might as well, you're not going to be changed your state if you spend your 5 slums. So those are the two options that the Bir Halacha has to explain all of those sugyos. Okay, so that is hider, related to hider mitzvah. So we'll talk more about it in a minute. So let's continue. Boy, Ravashi, shlish mi lago, shlish mi lavar. When it says, up into a third for hider mitzvah, does that mean milago, from inside or from outside? Meaning what we call, is it a shlish after you add on the shlish? Meaning what we call 25%? Or is it milago, which means 33%? 33 and a third. So, b'ma'arava amri mishpeit reb zera, period, teku. I'm sorry. The question is not answered. So what's the answer? So what are we paskin? What are you paskin? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, v'olse b'teku b'avdina l'chumra. Milavar. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, fifth line, you have to go lechumra. The Rosh says lekula. It's machlokas whether hider mitzvah is a din daraisa or a din darabanan. It's machlokas whether it's din daraisa or din darabanan. The Yam Shel Shlomo also discusses this. Here, same Yam Shel Shlomo as we did yesterday. Yam Shel Shlomo, the kasev a Rosh lishvi lego kibud lo bnifshete habaya. The tema me'achadu sveika daraisa is din lechumra. Should be daraisa, right? Like the Rabbeinu Chananel says. The Efshar says maybe he holds. Maybe it's not daraisa. Me'achar she'eno mitzvahs asay rak mitzvahs ba'alma lahader ha-mitzvah. Maybe savik daraisa l'chumra is only by a mitzvah, but by a general principle that applies to all mitzvahs, you don't have say. It's a different type of. You don't say l'chumra. You don't say l'chumra. That's what he says. B'ma'arava amri mishmei derebi zera ad shlish mishalo mikan ve'elach mishalo kadosh baruch hu. Up until the third is mishalo, and from after that is from Hashem. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us both say. Up until the third is Mishalo, that means that's his, and you're not going to get schar in this world for that. That's what you have to do. Mikan ve'elach, more than a shalim shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you schar even in Olam Hazeh. That's what the Rashi tells us, read it. Rabbi Nechanan gives another shot. Ad shalish Mishalo. You only have to spell up to a shalish Mishalo if you make a regular parnasa, and it's Mishalo. But mikan ve'elach, if you get a windfall, if you win the lottery, right, Mishalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, then you got to spend more than a shalish. If you have plenty more, so mikan ve'elik, you have to spend more if mishmishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamash shalom yegiyo. Right? So that's the Rabbi Nachmanano. There is a big discussion also, sorry?
How do you know?
You have to know. Many people think it's all Miyagiyah, right? I bought the lottery ticket. Reina Chananel here has an interesting line that's discussed a lot by the Achronim. He says, "Vahamahader mitzvah mishubach." If you're mahader in the mitzvah, it's praiseworthy. Kidetznan b'ner Chanukah. Mahajim and a mahajim and a mahajim, etc. So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. So we compare Hiddur Mitzvah in general to Hiddur Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. L'chor, it's something unique. You have all these different levels of mahajim and a mahajim, but that's in a very mechudish line of Rabbi Nachmanano where it connects this Gemara, which is about Hiddur Mitzvah in general, to Hiddur Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Another big discussion is how much does Hiddur Mitzvah integrate in each of the mitzvahs itself? Versus, is it a din klali? Rashi, at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal, says Lulav Yavesh is possible because of Hiddur Mitzvah. Wow. Right, Hiddur Mitzvah passels the Chefsa. So again, that's an example where it integrates. Maybe Esrog is unique, right? Creates Hadar. So that's Hadar there. So again, all of these are big sugyas in Hiddur Mitzvah. Menachas Asher, if you want to look in Bishalach, talks about two types of Hiddur Mitzvah. Most of the time we have Hiddur Mitzvah in the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. Sefer Torah and Esrog and other examples. But once in a while you have Hiddur Mitzvah in the Maisa HaMitzvah. Neiris Chanukah, is that in the Chefsa? Right, doing, lighting more candles, that's Hiddur Mitzvah Chefsa. Maybe not. But there are other examples of Hiddur Mitzvah in the Maisa HaMitzvah. There's Rashi and the Rashbam, beginning of Arei Pesachim, say you shouldn't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So you eat it, l'tei avon that night, mishum Hiddur Mitzvah. Right, Hiddur Mitzvah, eating matzah, l'tei avon. It's Hiddur Mitzvah. Again, other examples of this, he quotes there in Simin Chafei. Feel free to look. But Hiddur Mitzvah is a huge topic, so we discussed just a little bit of it. Feel free to do more research. Says the Briska Rav in Hilchas Chanukah talks about that, Rabbi Nachmanano. Okay, let's that issue. Masnisan says the Mishnah, Kol shechavti b'shmiraso hechzarti es nizko. If I was mechuyev in shmira, I was machshir the nezek. What does that mean? Rashi has two pshatim. If I didn't guard it properly, chavti b'shmiraso, if I didn't guard something properly, hechzarti es nizko, so I have to pay for it. I was machshir the nezek. Or Rashi says, Hechshati is nisko. I have to. Hechshati is nisko. Alayla hachshir ulatakein is nisko. I'm sorry. Chavti bishmiraso. If I did something wrong, Hechshati is nisko, I have to pay for it. So Hechshati is nisko either is talking about the action, I'm responsible for the nezek in Maisa, or I have to pay for it, Lamaisa. So is it describing your responsibility, or is it describing what you have to do now, what you have to pay? If I was machshir part of the nezek, there's a case where I get it part and I'm going to have to pay the whole. Which case? That's the tomorrow's daf. When does nezek apply? By nechasim that don't belong to the Beis HaMikdash, nechasim shein shel b'nei bris, nechasim of Jews, nechasim yuchadim, nechasim that belong to a person, they're not hefker. U'b'chol makom anywhere, except for if damage is done in the property of the mazik, then it's the nizik's fault. And what about rishus that belongs to both? The Gemara will say what that statement means. And when he's chayiv to pay, he has to pay meitav. What did that line was? That line was extra. We discussed what that line is including. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shachafti Bishmiraso Echshadi Es Nisko Kesad. What's the Gemara referring to? What's the Mishnah referring to? The following case. Shar ubar shemasron lecheresho devakatan. Let's say I give my ox or my bar to a cheresho devakatan, meaning somebody who's a lav vardas. Vihiziku, and then it does damage. Chayiv l'shalein. By shar and bar, you have to pay. Mashenkein be'esh. But you don't have to pay if you give esh to any of these. So b'mayas kinim, what are we talking about? Ilema b'shar kashur bar mechusa. Are we talking about a tied up ox? A covered bar. Which would be comparable to a coal. A coal which is on its way to going out. Right, not a flame. Said Maishalha. So why by shor and bar are you chayiv if you give it to a lav ardas and by esher potter? Right, what's the difference? So Eli must be Bashar Musar Bar Magula. You give a loose ox and an open bar to this person, Tikhvazakabe Eshal Havas, and you give a flame. So Mashenkin but Esh to Potter. So again, why would you be potter by Esh? You give an Esh to a Kherishot of a Katan, Vahamir Resh Lakesh, Bir the Chiskiya. Loshan El Shamas Lokachelas Faliba. When do we say that there's a Ptur if you give a coal and he lights it? Avoshal shall have a Chayiv. My time is Abari Azeka. So by all the cases, you should be Chayiv if you give it to a Kherishot of a Katan. So where is it? Okay. La Olam Bishar Kashur Bar Machusa Vitachmasa Gabesh Kachelas. No, really, you gave something that's guarded by all three. Utaka Aaron, Maishtahaka, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Shor Darkelin Tuke. By an ox, you have to realize that he normally gets free. he's going to get out of this tight hold. Bar daki l'turei, a bar gets on what's revealed. People step on something and they remove the cover. Gacheles kama deshavak le'mamei am yiva'azla, but a hole naturally goes out. And therefore, that's why there's a difference in halacha. Rabbi Yochanan finishing up. Damar afilu masal shall have nami pater. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if you give a flame, your pater in these cases. Dechvasa hacha b'shar musar bar megula. So then he would say the comparable cases by the open cases of shar and bar. Maish hacha, maish hacha. So what's the difference according to Rabbi Yochanan? Why the first two cases chayiv and by ishur pater? Hasam tzav to the cheresh kagarim. No, by the fire, the cheresh still had some involvement. He had to move and put the flame on the other guy's property. By shor and bar, he has nothing, no input, doesn't take any responsibility with it, and therefore that's why you're going to be chayiv in that case. Only by esh, where he does something, is the mishaleach going to be pater. Just to end off with Maritz Chayis, very important Maritz Chayis on Dav Vav here, but it relates to all the first three Mishnayis. The Maritz Chayis points out that the first three Mishnayis above Kama, very unusual language. So as the Gemara said earlier, it's a Tani Yerushalmis, Lishna Kalila. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi just took these unusual wordings from a Tana and put it into the Mishnayis without changing it, without explaining it. But Maritz Chayis says, your first three Mishnayis here is very, it's not normal, you know, language that Mishnayis use that flow. It's just like code words that mean things. But he says that's all of these fit into that line of the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's continue. Hither mitzvah. Tomorrow we get into other inyan.